Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. The show is good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you one and all, wherever you may be, whatever part of the globe you might be listening in from. And I'd like to think that the vast majority of people are ringing from the, or listening in from the States or the UK. But welcome to you all. And if you are further afield, then an even bigger welcome to you. My name is Andrew D. And as you heard before, you are listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And this is my radio show. And it's a radio show dedicated to mediumship, the world of spirit. And not only just that, but you guys as well out there, if you feel like you would like to hear from somebody who's passed on before us to the world of spirit, they haven't died, they are here in body, mind and spirit, albeit a spiritual body, an ethereal body, but they are with us and they are your loved ones, and they still follow you around, they still watch over you, they still watch what you're doing, and they're still very much involved in your life. So that's what it's all about. And what I'm going to do tonight is, using my brand of mediumship, bring those loved ones through to you and let you receive messages of love from them as well. Okay, so if you've never heard the show before and somebody just said, hey, phone in, this guy's fantastic, then this is what it's all about. If you're in the States and you're listening in and you want to get a free message tonight off me, a free reading, then more likely a message from your loved ones and a free reading off me, then you need to phone 760-283-4611. And I'll read that again to you. It's 760-283-4611. Now, you've got two options if you're in the UK. You can phone that number and put 001 in front of it. So in case I've just caught you out there, I'll read that out again with the code to the US from the UK. 001-760-283-4611. But that in the States is toll-free, but if you're here in the UK and you want to call in for free, then probably the easiest way is you can listen in just via the player, because obviously you are already listening in via www.mikespirit.fm. But if you want to call in for free using Skype, then tune into Blog Talk Radio, look for the on-air bit, and search for me, Andrew D, and you'll find the show. And it'll pop up, and there'll be a Skype button on there. Simply click the Skype and call in, and it is simple as that. Okay, ladies and gents, well, let's have a look who we've got in the chat room tonight. I haven't visited there yet, but, well, we've got all the usual suspects. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Paul. How are you doing, guys? And, of course, Mike. And I'm not sure who our guests are tonight, but whoever you may be, a very warm welcome to you indeed. Okay, then. Right. Let's move swiftly on. What have I been up to today? Well, more to the point, what have you been doing today? I mean, especially me, I've been trying to keep dry all day. The weather's been absolutely horrendous the last few days here in the UK. Yeah, so much for the hosepipe ban, but it's floods galore now. So, you know, we want our cake and eat it, don't we? But there you go. But for me, I've been working on Sky Channel 885 today. That's Psychic World TV. And I've been quite busy there all morning. And I've literally just dived home from Stafford from the Arthur Findlay Centre there. And hopefully we'll have some guests on in the near future. I just need to tee that up with them. But they, if you've ever been to or heard of the Arthur Findlay Centre or the Home of Spiritual Studies in Stansted near Essex in the UK, they have now got a centre in Stafford, and a very nice church indeed it is there too. And I was there tonight working with other mediums, because I tell you what, guys, you know, we do jobs like this, we go and do demonstrations, we do church services, and I tell you what, it's not often mediums can get together and sort of work together and experiment with mediumship and trial different ways of working, or even just work. We tend to sort of be fairly lone creatures, really, unless you're on a course. It's not often you get together and work together and sort of watch other people work and say, do you know what, you know, that works for me, or I wouldn't mind trying that. you know, with my mediumship, and it's not often when you're doing a church service or something like this, you can't think, do you know what, I'm going to try that tonight, you know, see if that works, because there's so much expectation of you, and you've literally just got to deliver the goods. So we'll talk more about that in a minute, and, you know, fantastic bunch of guys up there, because I know we've got a few callers in, so I'm not going to waste any time tonight, and we're going to open the show with a little bit of music, and it's ABBA. And we'll go there shortly. And if you know the song, then join in. I know I'll be singing heartily. The winner takes it all. Take it away, Mike.
About things we've gone through, so it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all. The loser standing tall beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence. My hand, I apologize. It makes me feel bad seeing me so tense. No self-confidence, but you see. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. ABBA, Winner Takes It All. And little bit of a delay there at the end because I thought my microphone was off and it wasn't. So there you go. Anyway, so I'm back with you now. Right. If you've just tuned in, my name's Andrew D. And this is my show, Spiritual Awakenings. And we are here from the centre of the UK, or just about the centre of the UK, round about there. And if you're listening in from the States, it's called the Midlands. So why not look it up on the map? It's probably about the size of a small town in the US if you're listening in. But anyway, that's where we are. That's where I am. And I tell you what, I love the beauty of the Skype here and the internet and the way we work. You know, you guys are, wherever you are at the moment listening in, welcome to you all. I've got Mike down there, the producer. He's in South Wales. And, you know, we're all joined up here for spirit. And I'll just give you a little bit of an example. I was a guest on Mike's show, and this is the way it works sometimes. The world of spirit works the way I would describe it, in a world of thought. You know, it's literally as quick as that, the way they work. It's not the way we think. It's far quicker than that. And it just shows the way, well, somebody once said to me, trying to make us understand spiritualism and the world of spirit and the way it works is like trying to teach a two-year-old physics. And if you heard me say that before, then I don't apologize for it, because I'm going to give you an example now of what I'm trying to explain. Mike was doing a reading a couple of months back, and he got cut off suddenly. You know, the mic disappeared or whatever. Not the mic, his microphone. And, you know, I just got a message on the instant messenger saying, take over now. And he was actually talking to a lady in Philadelphia. And Mike got cut off and couldn't carry on. And I carried on with the link. And, you know, it's okay if you think you're in a church somewhere or a having a reading of somebody and somebody else steps in and you think, oh yeah, we're all together there. We're all together, spirits there, you know, mum's there, the medium's there, he's got medium's mates there. But the fact that Mike was a couple of hundred miles away from me, and this lady in Philadelphia was a few thousand miles away, and it was actually, I think it was her father, no, grandfather, had linked to Mike, linked to me, and yet she could take the evidence off both of us. And I was utterly stunned by that night, and spirit never fails to let us down, and it's us that actually lets ourselves down, but spirit are always there for us, even if we don't feel that they are. It's just because we are busy with what's going on in our lives, and we just sort of fail to notice that they are around, but they're always there. They are instrumental in what we do, how we work, how we even think, and guiding our lives. And that is the whole point of a show like this, and for me working as a medium, and all those other guys out there as well, that we are there to try and bring those messages of love, guidance, inspiration, motivation, whatever it may be, or even just, you know, to say hello and to let them know that they are there. And I will do my, I always do my best for people, and I will do my best tonight to bring that evidence through for you to say unequivocally, you know, that was the person he was talking about, and I know it was them. But what I own, the only thing I ask of you guys is that think a little bit out the box, think a little bit wider than immediate family, if it doesn't immediately spring to mind. If I give names off, then I will try and link those names in wherever they are in the family, or if, you know, with your friends, because you know, they are not always immediate to us. So anyway, without further ado, just 1 second, please. That, there we go, sorted that out, just a little problem. Okay, let's move on. I believe we've got Sandy on the line. Sandy, we are coming over to you. Are you there, Sandy?
Yes. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all. How are you today, okay?
Oh, doing fantastic.
Excellent. Whereabouts are you, Sandy?
In Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Now, my knowledge of the U.S. is vague, to say the least, but would I be right in saying Ohio is sort of Midwest, is it? Is that right?
I don't have a clue.
You don't know where...
That's all I know.
Well, that's the way to be, isn't it? That's the way to be. As long as you're happy, then nothing else matters, does it? Okay, you sound a bright and cheery person to me. Okay, was it something specific that you had in mind tonight, Sandy? Because I know some people bring with questions and other people just want a general reading. What is it for you tonight?
I would like to know if, you know, anything on my mother, message from my mother, anything about love, what you see for love life, or whatever comes to you, whatever you can. I'm not picky.
Okay, you're too kind. Some people come up with some real specifics, so that's good enough for me. Okay, while I tune in very, very quickly, you just send your thoughts out to get your mum down here to me, and or to both of us, and I will try and link in with her. Okay, now I've got two people with me at the moment, Sandy. Now, I've got a gentleman coming through very, very strong at first, and I feel as though he wants to have a word before this lady steps in. But this gentleman's making me aware here. Right, okay. Now, this gentleman's making me aware that he would have been around about 6 foot tall, this gentleman, and I feel with him that he's making me aware that I feel very much with him that there would have been a problem with his stomach here, because I've just suddenly felt very, very ill, and I don't feel as though it was nerves, but I feel as though with this gentleman there would have been a condition with his stomach that he would have had. I feel as though towards his life he would have... right, okay. He's making me aware that he would have... I feel he would have had cancer, and he's making me aware of chemotherapy here that would have caused him to be ill. Now, would you understand a gentleman of this description at all?
Probably my grandpa.
Oh, well, that's what I felt. This gentleman felt like that to me. Okay, now, I don't know whether you would understand the name. We would say Gerard in this country, but I think you might say Gerard, if you understand me there. But also, this gentleman... Right. He's also linking me to the name Ben or Benjamin as well. Oh, and I wanted to say Frank or Franklin, but it's not Benjamin Franklin. But I wanted to give you those names, Ben or Benjamin, and I want to give you the name Frank or Francis as well. Would these names make sense at all? Would you understand these names?
My mom's next door neighbor was Francis.
Okay, thank you. Because, like I said, he just wants to give these names off at the moment. Now, what I'm going to say Grandpa here, and with him, as he draws closer to me, now, he's bringing me memories of here of, I know barbecues are popular, but he's bringing me memories of barbecue, but he's bringing me memories of barbecued fish. Now, and I won't say smoked fish, well, the barbecue would smoke it anyway, but would you understand memories of barbecues, but where fish was... Because it's not something that's hugely popular in this country, but where fish is barbecued. Would that make sense to you?
Not right off the end, no.
Okay.
When Grandpa passed, I was like 2 or 3. So
okay.
Very possibly, but I just don't remember.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Ah, now, he's taking me to... He's bringing me the smell of smokiness, but he's also bringing me, would you understand, or would you, he's telling me that you would know of where there was a smokehouse where either fish would have been smoked or meat would have been smoked as well. Would you? He's showing me the coals, and all I can smell is the smoky aroma of this. Would this make sense to you?
Smoky aroma. Gosh, I can't think of anything right offhand.
Okay, right. Okay, that's no problem at all. Because I'm going to ask him quickly why he's come here today. Okay. Now, he wants to make me aware, Sandy, of with you at the moment. He's making me aware of a gentleman around you, a male energy around you, where a gentleman has been coming into your life and out of your life again. It's almost like an on-off situation with the relationship here. Would that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what he's telling me here is that you don't quite understand. It's almost like you're in this relationship at 1 minute, then you're out of the relationship. And it's almost like you don't quite know where you stand at the moment, and you feel as though you're being messed around at the moment. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, what Grandpa's making me aware of here as well is that... okay, I want to give you the name Paul, if you understand that. But I also want to give you the name, I don't know whether you would understand the surname, Sweeney at all. Would that make sense to you?
Sweeney?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no problem at all. Right. Okay. Right. Now, with him, he's telling me here. Right. Now, he's telling me, I want to come on to this relationship in a minute, but he's telling me about, he's making me aware of an accident with a car here, and he's making me aware of, I know you guys would call it the fender, but he's talking about the right hand side of the fender here, where there was almost like, it's not a head on, but almost like a sort of head on, where it's like a glancing blow to a car. Would you understand that at all?
I was just in a wreck.
Right, okay, thank you. And you would understand the head on, rather than, a sort of rear shunt or anything like that, he's talking about damage to the front of the car. Would this make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now, what he's telling me here is as well that he's making me aware of, and I do want to come back to this situation with this gentleman, but he's telling me here with this, he said, not only have you suffered whiplash here, because I'm being aware of a very stiff neck here, but he's also on about some... almost like a chip off a bone or something like that. You said where there was an x-ray, there's been a chipped bone. Would you understand this? Because I'm being
I'm having shoulder problems.
Okay. Well, will you watch out for that for me? I'm not a doctor, but he's making me aware of neck problems and going down the shoulders, as you mentioned. But he's also making me aware of something to do with ligaments there, but also as though there was a small, tiny chip or a fracture or a crack or something like that that's not been picked up. So will you watch out for that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, he's making me aware here of a wedding ring that's been taken up. And I feel connected here with you that where a divorce is taking place. Would this make sense to you at all?
My son got divorced. Well, my daughter and my son both just got divorced, and then my son just got remarried.
Okay.
About a year or so ago.
Okay. Well, I'm just being made aware of a ring being taken off and the divorce taking place here. So that's what he's making me aware of there with that. But what he's also making me aware of here, Sandy, is he's talking about a river near to your house, and I'm not talking about a river miles and miles wide, but a river that is a good few hundred feet wide. And he's talking about rapids here where people would either go and enjoy water sports, but he's talking about fast flowing water near your home. Would this make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And he's talking about, he's making me aware of somebody's car that broke down either on crossing a ford or crossing where there's a crossing place on the river where somebody's car broke down and got stuck in almost like a crossing for the river. Would you understand this as well?
Yes, my daughter's
okay.
Car.
Okay, thank you. Okay, brilliant. Now, back to you. What he's telling me about here is he wants to... Now, I've got to make you understand... I know you understand the relationship between your grandpa and your mum, but he's telling me here that your mum was quite a shy person. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because the reason is he's... Okay, he's come through here and he's brought all this evidence through, but he's talking about this relationship with yourself, but he wants to bring your mum in on this, and it's her that wants to talk about this, because he said that's for women to talk about, okay? And he's going to step out of the picture right now, and he's telling me these are the sorts of heart-to-hearts that you would have with your mum, wouldn't it, about if I'm going to describe it as, boy trouble or man trouble, but he said
yes.
You would have heart-to-hearts like this with your mum, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, right. Now, very, very quickly, she's talking about either your backyard here, but a lawnmower that it has broken down, or the grass. She's making me aware of the long grass and the lawnmower is not working, or somebody needs to cut your grass. Would this make sense?
That was right before she passed.
Ah, right. So that's where she's taking me to, about the lawnmower breaking down and it being significant to her. Okay. So you're saying that's significant around about the time she passed.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what your mum's also telling me here is she's telling me that I know you talked about your son and your daughter getting divorced, but she's talking about... she's making me aware of... Even though... you're talking about further upset with your daughter here, and it's almost like you can't, there's a situation where you can't really seem to get to the bottom of either what's bothering your daughter or you're not seeing eye to eye at the moment. It's almost like there's, I want to say, a rubber bit of friction here at the moment. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, there has been.
Oh, okay, thank you. And all she's telling me is, she said, you've got to leave. Now, she's telling me that you won't, You don't take kindly to advice being given to you, do you?
No, not too much. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
So, okay, and all she said is, she said she won't like this, but she said just leave your daughter to her own devices, because I feel that's where the issue is at the moment. She's saying to me that being a mum, you still like to be involved with what's going on. I feel as though your point of view should count, but all she's saying to me is just let her live her life at the moment the way she wants it, but there's no reason why you can't keep an eye on things, okay? And I feel that's where the mismatch has been at the moment. Okay, now I've got quite a few of the calls to get through here, Sandy, but just before Mum goes, right, she's showing me, she's bringing me memories of I feel as though I hit her right arm in plaster. I feel as though, and this was later on in life, where she would have broken an arm. Would you understand this, or a broken arm connected to yourself?
Right before she passed, the hospital had dropped her.
Right, okay. So, but
and
you would understand.
And her left arm was deformed.
Ah, right, okay then. So, and do you know what this is? And I'm still getting used to this, even on the radio. If I'm sat in a church giving evidence to somebody, I always get the wrong side, because it's almost like a mirror image. And even on the radio, it's almost like your mum sat opposite me. I've been given a mirror image of the injury. But so you would understand the injury to the arm then. Okay. And all she's telling me, she said she was talking about either a lawsuit surrounding that, or somebody wanted to take the issue further. Would you understand this at all?
I've got a lawsuit against it. I started it before she passed.
Okay.
And they just contacted me the other day to that it was still ongoing.
Okay, well, all she said to me is, and this is why she wanted to come through tonight, she said she understands your anger and your frustration, but she's saying that that is something to be decided to this side for you to have closure on the subject. That's what she's talking about. But all she wants to leave you with, Sandy, is the fact that your mum is fit and well and happy, and all she just wants you to be happy and content. And she said, don't let this grind you down. But she said she knows that you want to ensure that this doesn't happen to other people. It's not just about money. It's not just about revenge or getting back. But you want to ensure that this doesn't happen again to somebody else in your mother's position. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and she said, justice will prevail. And if I can leave that with you and your mother's love and your grandpa as well, okay? Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much. Oh,
okay.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you. Right, guys, if you want to listen into that, Sandy, if you're still listening in, if you want to call back, and sorry, not call back, though, because there's other people in the queue, but Sandy, if you want to listen to your reading, then tune in to www.mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to pick up the reading there and listen to it again. And I'm sure at some point we'll be able to, in the future, we'll work out a way of recording these individually and letting you take a copy of it somehow. But at the moment, I'm busy enough. Okay, guys. Right, we're going to go in just a second to area code 607. But before that, I want to just say to you that if you do want to make contact with me, get in touch, just say hi. Well, of course, Facebook, look me up, Andrew D, Spirit Medium. But more than anything, I've got my own website, and that will come up at the end of the radio show. But if I can't plug my own website now, then what kind of plug? But it's mikespirit.fm. It's not that at all. It's Andrew D. No, it's not even that. What am I doing? It's Drew D. It's short for Andrew D. It's DREWDEE. That's drewd.com. Guys, just say hello. Befriend me on Facebook. I need all the friends I can get. Right, we're going to move over after I've had a quick lubricate my tonsils. We're going to go to area code 607. And who have we got there, please?
Hello, this is Maggie. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Maggie. How are you doing tonight? Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, sorry. It's night here. It's 10 p.m. here. Where about are you today?
I'm in New York. You know where that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a bit closer to home. It's a bit easier to work. It's a bit easier to work out, you know, the main centers of gravity over there in the States. But if you don't live in New York or Los Angeles, everyone else, please forgive me for saying that. Okay, Maggie, how can I help you tonight? Or is it a specific question or a general reading?
Just a general reading.
Okay, no problem. Right, Maggie. Straight away, Maggie. Okay, I've got a lady joining me, and I feel very much like this lady. I've got this lady's making me aware of Italian connections, either through you or through the family or friends of the family. Would you understand this at all?
What kind of connection?
Italian.
No.
Okay, no problem. I mean, you never know. Your neighbor could have been Italian or friends of neighbors or whatever. Okay, let's see what this lady's got for me. Okay, I've got a lady here, and I feel this lady was, I feel she was around about the age of 80 when she passed. And what she's making me aware of here is that for some time before she passed away, she would have been, I feel as though, either bound, not able to get out of a chair very often because of the mobility of her legs. But I also feel with her that before she eventually passed away, that it wouldn't have been... I feel with this lady that she would have almost drifted away from this physical life that we have. It's almost like she would have passed away in her sleep. And but before she passed away, I feel very much with her that she would have become quite frail as well. And she's making me aware of a condition of osteoporosis with her as well. Would you understand a lady like this at all, Maggie?
She could have been one of my patients.
Ah, right, okay.
I worked
then.
As a nurse.
Ah, right, okay. Okay, that's fantastic, thank you. Right, now with this lady, she's bringing me memories specific to yourself. Okay, she's telling me that she's been around you recently, okay? And she's telling me that not only did she love flowers, and I know you're saying she could be one of your patients, and you might not know exactly who. Okay, now she, obviously your name is Maggie, but she's also given me the name Margaret connected to her as well, and I feel she would have linked to Margaret, but also she's linking me to the name Richard as well, or any sort of derivation of that. Would you understand that?
Oh, she could be my aunt. I didn't know she was Polish.
Ah, right, okay. But would you understand the links to Richard as well as Margaret as well? Would that make sense? Now, I know
yes.
You're Maggie, but I want to give you Margaret separately to that, okay?
That would be my mom's name, too.
Margaret would be. Okay, thank you.
And Richard would be my uncle, her brother.
Okay, thank you very much. Because I was saying to her, look, you've got to give me something here, you know, to for you to hang your hat on. Okay, now, very, very quickly, Maggie. She's telling me she's been around you recently, and she's telling me that you have been, you smelt flowers recently around the home where there have been no flowers. Would this make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's almost like strong bouquets, and it's almost like you've even opened, she's telling me you've even looked out the window thinking somehow it was drifting in from outside, but you've realized the smell was too pungent to have come in from outside because the smell would have been diluted, and you've been looking around the house for the smell. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and what she's saying to me is more than anything, it seems to be laced with lavender, this smell as well. With that, and she's telling me lavender here. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, great stuff. Now, what she's telling me is she said, you've been spending a lot of time around your home, but she's telling me here that you've been contemplating, retirement just from work, but almost like I feel with retirement, it's almost like you want to retire from, she's telling me public life here. It's almost like you want to sort of concentrate on things just for Maggie, where nobody else is reliant upon your services. Would you understand this?
Oh, that's my situation currently, yes.
Right, okay, thank you. And what she's saying here is that you would like to retire from this public domain, if you like, and because she's telling me it now, she's making me very aware of art here. Art where either you want to take up art, and I don't mean sort of painting the house or anything, no decorating. She's talking about the creative side of your personality that has been sort of kept down for so long that you want it to, you're looking to sort of express yourself in different ways that sort of being kept down for so long. Would this make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, and she's telling me that that's what she wants you to start doing, and she wants you to start with bunches of flowers, because she's telling me, she said that you are aware of spirit activity around your home, and she said when you go in, you feel like there is somebody being in your home, and it's almost like you look and you think, that's out of place, or that wasn't there, or, you know, for example, if I came in from work today and the kettle was warm, I think, oh, well, my wife's been in, she's made a drink or whatever, when normally the kettle is cold. And it's that sort of feeling like the house has been occupied while you've been away, but you know there's been nobody in there. Would you understand this?
Oh, it even feels occupied when I'm here.
Right, well, there you go. And that's what she's saying to me at the moment. Well, she was trying to explain how busy your house is and the activity in your house, because she said, but you notice it more when you've come in. It's almost like you expect to come home, and it's almost like there's a welcome for you. And what she's telling me there is, Maggie, she said, follow your heart, follow your dream. Because I know she's making me aware here that you feel that you can't afford to retire and you can't afford to sort of pull back, because you've come to rely on, let's say, the dollars in your pocket. You've come to rely on that. And, of course, we always spend what we've got. And she's telling me that you will make ends meet. She's telling me that you will find a way, and that you will trim your budget accordingly, and you won't actually notice. You'll realize how frivolous you've been and the money that you've wasted on useless trinkets and things. She's telling me she's telling me you can't resist trinkets and souvenirs and sort of little mementos, can you? Would that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And she's telling me there's a little bell that you could... Now, I don't know about the US, but I know in the UK a lot of houses have fireplaces or what we call mantles or mantelpieces or hearths. But she's telling me there's a little bell that you're aware that you... A little tiny bell. It's almost like the bell that you might ring in the old days to sort of at the dinner table to sort of request
yes,
a change of plate.
Yes, it's a little brass bell.
Okay. And she's telling me you keep thinking that you've heard that ring. Would that make sense?
No. I ring it when I want to change the energy.
Ah, right. Okay, then. That's where she's coming from. That she's on about the bell ring, and I thought it was her saying, but it's you that wants to change the energy. I thought it was her letting you know she's around. Okay. And all she's telling me is, she said, they have heard you. They have heard you about changing the energy, but she said you don't have to summon them with the bell. Okay? I know this is a little routine of yours, but they know exactly how to change the energies in there. And she said, you don't even need to ring the bell. She said, that is a little... What would I call it? A little routine that you do, but all you have to do is send your thoughts out to change the energy, and that will change. And before she goes, I know you've looked out of your window, but she's telling me about that window that keeps jamming. Literally, if it's up, you can't get it down. If it's down, you can't get it up. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and all she's saying to me is, that was just a bit of evidence for her, but she said, do not put your head out that window, because she said it will come down of its own accord, okay?
Oh, goodness. Thanks for the warning.
Okay, I will leave their love with you, and thank you for talking to me tonight, Maggie, okay?
Oh, I thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much indeed. And as always, guys, Maggie especially, if you want to listen into that reading, then go to www.mikespirit.fm for that. And if you're in the UK and you want to call through tonight, then by all means, I've got about 20 minutes left, just over 20 minutes left now, but the time has flown by. But if you want to ring in quickly, use the Skype button on Blog Talk Radio or 760-283-4611, preceded by 0011 if you're in the UK. Okay, we are moving swiftly on now to area code 321. I'm not quite sure who this is, but I'm sure you're going to tell me. Are you there?
Yes, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? How are you, sir? Okay?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, thank you. And can I take your name, please?
John.
John?
No, yeah.
Okay, John, thank you.
Just calling about it generally.
Okay, no problem. And whereabouts are you, John?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Do you know what? I really wish I hadn't have asked you that, because straight away, Well, straight away I was taken to Florida, but I've also got links or memories of Mississippi here. Would you understand links to, or memories of Mississippi at all, John?
No.
Okay, no problem at all. Right. Very, very quickly, and thank you for calling in. Very, very quickly, I've got a gentleman joining me here. And this gentleman, I don't wish to insult you here, John, because I know that oranges are grown in Florida, and I know there are orange groves in Florida, but this gentleman is making me aware of direct links to the orange groves, either if you didn't work there or you would know of somebody that worked in there. And that's not a generalism. He said it's a very close link here that somebody would have connected directly to the orange groves down there. Would that make sense to you at all?
Not sure.
Okay, no problem. Let's move quickly on. Right. Now, this gentleman here, he's making me aware quickly here, John, that right. This gentleman's making me aware that I feel like my tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth, and he's making me aware that he would have lost the power of his speech, or his speech would have been impeded, or he couldn't pronounce his words properly before he went away. Okay. A slight slip of the tongue from me there, but he said before he went away, but before he slipped away into the world of spirit. And he's telling me here that... he's telling me he would have had no sense of smell either. He lost his sense of smell before he passed away. And also before he passed away, he's telling me he would have been around about 67 years of age when he passed. Would you understand a gentleman like this at all, that lost the power of speech and would have been around 67 when he passed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. He's telling me... He's telling me that if he didn't have cancer of the tongue, there would have been a smoking-related disease that he would have had. Now, would this make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay, because he's telling me here that he had to have part of his tongue removed as well. Would this make sense?
No.
You understand the rest. Okay, thank you. I'll move quickly on because we've got one more caller, Paul, after this, I think, and I need to quickly get a shift on. Right, excuse me. Now, Paul, John, what he's telling me here, this gentleman, is that he's making me aware, I feel very much that I am sat in a car with you at the moment. Are you sat in a car?
No.
Okay. Because this gentleman's making me aware that he said you spend an awful lot of time, because he's telling me he spends an awful lot of time sat in the passenger seat of your car, because either you drive a lot or you do spend a lot of time yourself in your car. And he's also making me aware here of, he's making me aware of either a fault with one of the front wheels, either there's a knocking noise or like a grinding sound here, and he's telling me there's a shaking in the steering wheel here. Would you understand this with your car, where there's a problem with the steering at the moment, or one of the wheels?
The noise.
That you understand, yeah. The noise from the wheels. Okay. Now what he's telling me.
Both.
Okay, go on.
Both. I understand both. Yeah.
Oh, both. Okay. Now, what he's telling me here is that he wants you to get that sorted as soon as possible, because he's telling me you do spend a lot of time in your car. And he said he knows that you feel that you can't afford to get this fixed at the moment. He said he knows there's a cash flow issue here, which we won't go into. But what he is explaining to me as well is that he said you can't afford not to get this fixed. He said it's a false economy here about not getting this fixed. Now, because he's making me aware here that your car, he's talking about the upholstery in your car, because he's laughing about it. He's telling me the back seat, either there's a tear in the back seat or there is damage to the upholstery on the back seat. Would this make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
And he's
absolutely,
telling me that,
yes.
Okay, and he's telling me here as well, he said you've got a dog that damaged the inside of your car as well, haven't you?
What is it?
He's making me aware of a dog that caused damage to the inside of the car, or he's making me aware of a dog that sits on the back seat or travels with you as well. Would this make sense?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm being made aware here. I know it sounds as though I'm trying to make it fit, but he's making me aware of a dog via the previous owner. Okay, so I'll leave that where it is. Now, very, very quickly, John, he's making me aware here that he's talking about that you are experiencing, he's talking about difficulties here, and I want to use the word alimony here. He's talking about alimony or payments of money that needs to be paid to somebody else for something that happened, and I want to say within the last 2 years. Would this make sense to you at all?
Definitely.
Okay, and what he's talking about here, and it's just all I can hear is how am I going to make the alimony payments? It's almost like it's become, because I feel as though somebody is really, really on your case here. And if you don't understand what I mean by that, somebody is really sort of taking you to town here and almost clearing out every cent you've got. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, now what this gentleman is telling me... Now, this gentleman's telling me he links to the name George. If it's not his name, he links to the name George, because I've just asked him to give me a name that you can link in with. Would you understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what he's telling me here is, John, he said, very, very quickly, I've got to go now, but he's telling me that what you need to do, he said, there is, he's making me aware of, I want to say, professionals out there where you can get free advice, because he knows that you, the you're not willing or don't wish to pay for advice off anybody else, but he's telling me there are agencies out there that will be able to help you sort this out, because he's telling me, and you have to pardon this, these are his words, and he was telling me, despite his speech impediment, he could use some colourful language, and he's telling me that, he said, somebody is trying to screw you over. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and what he's telling me is, consult these agencies. There is a way out of this. And he said, you will. He said, you will win over on this. And he said, you will be, give it 6 months' time. In fact, not even 6 months. I want to take you to the end of June. And he said, you will win out on this. And you will be in a better position. He said, but please, please, please get that car fixed. Okay, John? And I will have to leave it there. And I do thank you very much indeed for calling me. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now. Right, Paul, very, very quickly, because I've got two more after you and I've only got 10 minutes left. So, Paul, are you there?
I'm there. It's only three questions. Let me quick.
Right, right, only three questions. Go on, Paul.
Yeah. Right. Has the girlfriend I'm supposed to be with come into my life?
Sorry, is the girl?
Friend who I'm supposed to be with come into my life now?
Right, I feel very much with you, Paul. I feel with you. There's a lady around you who should be with you, but I feel as though at the moment, I feel she's younger than you, but I feel at the moment there are issues that I want to say, it's almost like she wants to sort of sort out the finer detail with this relationship before she commits herself. So would you understand somebody around you where you feel as though you are close, but there's almost like a thrashing out of, almost like, oh, I want to say almost like a prenuptial agreement. Would that make sense?
No, does that mean she hasn't come in yet? Okay.
Right, okay. No, okay.
Right.
Will you watch
right,
out for that?
The young one. Yeah, that's right.
Watch out for that, because I feel that is... Yeah?
Go on.
No, go on. Next question.
No. Secondly, my family's trying to get through, like yourself, through the last 2 weeks. Do you know why they're trying to give me a message?
They've been trying to get through.
Yeah, and the medium couldn't get it right. I'm sort of wondering what it was.
Right, okay. Well, very, very quickly, Paul, I'm being made aware of here, if you don't mind me mentioning this, aware of a disability or, I want to say, a medical condition around yourself where it's almost like it's gone to another level here. And I feel that would this make sense with you?
I am disabled, yes.
Right, okay, and that's what he's making me. It's almost gone. It's gone to like another. It's gone to another level where I want to say the reason they're trying to get through here is because they're basically saying to you that there is options open to you. I know, if you have, pardon my terminology, but I want to say care options open to you here, and they're telling me that you have been a little bit obstinate and a little bit stubborn because you still want your independence. And then what they're telling me here is that. That is not a problem at all, but you will not lose your independence. Would you understand where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, I understand that, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's why they're trying to get through, mate. That's the quick message there. And quick and final right. question, mate.
Why am I being pulled to Mitcham Priory?
Why are you being pulled to?
Mitcham Priory.
Mitcham Priory. Oh,
Mitcham
right, okay.
Priory.
Oh, Mitcham Priory. Okay.
Yeah, I'm being pulled there.
Okay, I feel very much... Okay, I feel very much for you, Paul, that there are links that go back to, I won't say prehistory here, past here, and I feel that once you've investigated this more and you've looked into it more, then these answers will become apparent to you. And I feel there are people there that you need to connect with and meet with that will make the questions that you have, answers to the questions you've got, more apparent, and things will start to come to light, okay?
Yeah, you're spot on with that one.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you for your time, and thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Okay. Quickly, I've got one more. Area 310. I've got 8 minutes. Area 310, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, I'm going to have to be very, very quick, but what's your name, please?
My name is Mindy, M-I-N-D-Y.
I'm old enough to remember Mork and Mindy, so I'm well aware.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, well, it's the only way I could remember it. It's still not a very common name, is it? Okay, very, very quickly, Mindy. I've got a lady joining me here, and this lady is bringing me the sweet smell of apples here. And I don't want to say, oh, mom's apple pie and things like that, because that sounds like a generalism. But this lady is telling me that she would... I feel this lady is on a grandmother link, but I'm being linked here with the name Irene as well. Would you understand the name Irene?
Ira.
Oh, Ira is it? Would you understand this? And would you understand this link into your grandmother?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I thought it was Irene, because spirit can only work with what I know. And I'll be honest and say I've never heard the name Ira, so that's why she was giving it Irene. And very, very good of you to pick up on that link. Now, very, very quickly, just before, because it will be a quick message, she's telling me here, Mindy, that she's making me aware of a boy and a girl, a young boy and a girl around you here, that are, I feel that the boy is older and the girl is younger. Would you understand the link to two, either children or, children around you at the moment? Would this make sense?
I have a daughter. I don't have a son, but my grandmother had my mom is her daughter, and her son is on the other side with her. I live with my mother.
All right. Okay. Very, very right. Okay. Thank you. Now, what she's making me aware of here, Mindy, is she's telling me that you are looking to make, I want to say, the way she described it, intercontinental transcontinental journey here. Would this make sense?
Yes, right on. You are terrific. Absolutely. Thank you.
And I literally want to draw a line from one side of the States to the other. Would this connect with you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what she's telling me here is that she said, you have had so many, and I feel this, she's making me aware that this is connected to a new relationship, and she said, you are looking for some direction here as to, you know, is this going to work out? Okay? And she's telling
me,
stop worrying, run with it, honey. Just go with it, you know. Grab this opportunity with both hands and go with it.
I'm throwing her kisses.
Well, she wants me to give you pansies, okay?
I don't know whether you can look that up. I usually get a flower message from everybody.
No, they're not pansies. I am being, these are daisies. And do you know what it is? In the UK, I don't know whether you do this in the States, but with daisies, kids, when they're young, they sit there and they go, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. Sure. Is this something you guys do?
Yes, we do as well.
Okay, and the last one is he loves me, okay?
Wow. Right on. Okay. You are so terrific. I'm trying to make my way to the UK. My grandmother was a greengrocer, and of course it's all about apples. And I'm trying to make my way to the UK, and I'm saying, please let me know, please. And I thank you so very much. You're so terrific. And now I feel invigorated, excited. And, I'm waiting on one buyer's.
Okay.
I've been waiting 4 weeks.
Okay. Well, listen, I've got to go. And I hope that means something to you. Take that with you. Take her love. Oh, and by the way, I want to take you down to Surrey, just south of London here in the UK. So I don't know. Is that where you're going?
West Sussex.
Oh,
gosh. I'm going to call in ahead of time. You're really terrific, and thank you for your service. God bless you.
Love and light. Good night.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, Mike, have we got time for one more, or was that the last one? I think that was the last one.
The last one, Andrew.
Okay, no problems at all, guys. What a whistle-stop tour of the world of spirit that was. And I thought there was one more after that, to be honest with you. And I was hoping there was one more, but we sort of Mindy got what she wanted. And ladies and gents, I hope you did too. I've got about 4 minutes left now, and all I want to say to you is thank you so much for joining me. This is, if you're already tuned in, this is me, Andrew D. And it does rhyme. Yes, guys, you got that. Right, okay, I don't quite understand that one from my producer. Maybe there's more, I don't know. but yeah, you listen to Andrew D on... Oh, quickly, we can go to... I've got 4 minutes, 3 minutes left. Area code 954. Who's there, please?
Hello, this is Amy. How are you?
Amy, I am fantastic. I've literally got about 3 or 4 minutes left with you. Right. Amy, was it a quick question or that you were looking for, or
no, just,
guide?
Yeah, no, just go ahead with what you come up with. That's fine.
Okay, no problem at all. Right, Amy, what I've been told is here, my dear, you run your life at about 5,000 miles per hour, and you are running around like a headless chicken at the moment. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it sure would.
Okay. Now, what I've been told here, I've got links to Russian links here. So I don't know whether you would understand Russian links here. Would this make sense at all to you?
Russian? No, not really.
Okay. Because I was being given Dubrovnik there, and I think that's in Russia. If it's somewhere else, guys... No, it's not. It's somewhere else. It's wherever it is, I've got Dubrovnik, and wherever that is, I've lost track of Europe. It's all changed so much. But all I want to say to you is, Amy... Right, I've got a lady with me at the moment, and she links me to the name Jean here. Would you understand the name Jean at all?
Jean. Gosh.
Okay, no problems.
Go ahead.
Okay, you have a thing. But this lady's making me aware here. She's telling me, I don't know whether you would understand crocheting in the US. I don't know whether that's something you have over there, but she's making me aware of knitting and blankets here. And she's making me aware of somebody who's expecting a baby around you at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yeah, I sure would.
Okay, now, I don't know whether they've had the scan already or they know what they're having, but all I'm going to tell you is I am being shown a pink outfit being knitted here. That's the best way, because I know you guys have got different terminology for us. A little baby's outfit to go on the top here, and I'm being shown this is pink. Now, what I'm being told here, this is where this baby is due, it's almost like a first grandchild. Would you understand this?
Oh, yeah, I sure do, actually, yes.
Yeah, okay, then that's exactly where she's taking me to at the moment. And this lady is telling me that where she links into Jean, she's also telling me that she links to David and Thomas as well. Would this make sense?
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Oh, yes, I sure do.
Okay, and all it is, she's telling me as well, she said, where you've got a son as well, and she's telling me, would that be right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You have a son.
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
Okay, and all she's telling me is she said there are job changes come. I would love to get more evidence. This lady's telling me that she would have had a problem with her left finger, almost like she couldn't use her little left pinky. But she's telling me where your son is concerned, she said there are changes and transformations, and I want... Okay, I'm going to go now, but she's telling me there are changes around your son, either employment or school at the moment. She said they are positive changes. Embrace those changes, and they are all for the good of his career and his future. Okay? Amy, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I've got to leave it there. I'll love you and leave you. Good night. Thank you. Okay, guys, I'm very, very quickly going to end it now. This has been Andrew D, www.drewd.com. Thank you all for listening. I'm sorry. It's always a roller coaster ride towards the end, but I want to get everybody in. Thank you. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com. andrewd.com.